Hey, how are you? Welcome back to our messy middle, messy segment. We don't have fancy production. We don't have music. Sometimes I don't even use a professional microphone. I just use the voice memo recorder on my phone, AirDrop function, and GarageBand, which comes stock on my computer, my Mac. And then I upload it to my podcast distributor. And I use Captivate. They're called Captivate.fm. I don't even know if I have any kind of a code or anything. If I do, I'll look this up one day. If I do and you choose to start your own podcast and subscribe through Captivate, what happens for a lot of people who work in this role? Is when we're like, if you sign up, if you go and do this thing and you put this discount code in, what happens is that person behind the scenes who's telling you to use their code, they get paid a commission. Okay, now who doesn't want to get paid a commission for recommending a product? Right? Of course, we all do. We all want to get paid for doing the things we love. We all want to get paid for doing the things that we love. And I'm having a conversation right now with one of our Peace Avengers about facilitating those conversations with teenagers, with our youth, which is really incredible. She and actually her beautiful teenage stepdaughter helped contribute to a report, I guess, that we contributed to an address to the United Nations, to their youth division. And I think it's really cool to see how people in our communities, this work ripples, you know, it's really magical what happens when you believe in yourself and believe in your voice and believe in your truth. And that's all this is. That's all what I am doing right now is I am just letting you hear my truth. And I could say to myself, nobody cares to hear this. Nobody wants to hear what I have to say. Nobody would benefit from this. But if you go to our Instagram and take a look, you'll see how many countries we've been listened to in. You know, we're getting close to 60,000 downloads. 60,000 downloads? 60,000 downloads on this little tiny podcast that I started in my basement. And that I'm now speaking to you, the episode about to come. And the voice note app on my phone while I was driving to get water, fresh spring water. I even stopped for a Starbucks detour. You can do everything you love when you tell the truth. You can tell everything you love when you become a channel for a truth. You just become just the happiest, most radiant, most magnetic, most exquisitely expressed version of yourself yet. And you get to evolve that every single day. And isn't that a miracle? All because a little girl who was sick and nursing decided to take a chance and be a writer and be a speaker and tell the truth. So the episode today, I hope you enjoy it. I love you very much. I'm going to go. You hear that beeping? Yeah. I'm just walking around doing laps on my apartment. I got some nachos in the oven. Some banachos in the oven. We got banachos in the oven. And I'm about to go and clip out the middle part of this voice memo from my car. Oh, that's what I was saying. I'm going to see if I have an affiliate link. In other words, that means if I say to you, I recommend Captivate.fm as your podcast host, if you're considering podcasting. I say that because I have been using them since I started, and they make it very easy to figure out what you need to do on your own. If you choose not to work with a mentor and you love to figure things out on your own, or you do work with a mentor and you want to figure things out on your own, or you are already podcasting and you're curious about switching hosts, I'm not getting paid to say this. I genuinely recommend this company. And I'm going to see after I post this in a day or two or a week or two, or when Sarah says, did you do this? I'm going to see if there's an opportunity to earn revenue from recommending this company for you to host your podcast with. because we do this for a living. We do the things that we love for a living, right? And just because we podcast and just because we share our truth, that does not necessarily mean, or does not mean at all, that our labor should be taken for granted or given for free. And God is the master accountant. And I love what I do so much. And there's so much more to it than getting paid exactly dollars for exact cents. The reason I'm talking to you about this is just to create some transparency behind the industry. There are a lot of people who have online businesses, and there's a lot of kind of mysticism around how it all works. So that's the way that it goes. I don't even have an affiliate link here for you to use, but if I did, that is how it would be done. Okay? I would say use Captivate. I still recommend Captivate, by the way. I don't have an affiliate link. I hope you enjoy the episode. Really, the intention behind this specific episode and all of the episodes is just to show you it's okay to let it be messy. Let it be messy. You know, it is messy work. This is messy work we're doing, people. We're creating something from nothing. We are rebuilding empires from the pieces of what was. We are phoenixes. We rise. This is messy work. Let it be messy. Let yourself have fun in the mess. You don't play with pottery and then get upset when you're getting messy, right? You know, when you put your hands in the clay, it's going to be gooey. You're going to get messy. Let life be the same way. Let life, let love, let business, let your truth, let parenting, let leadership. Let the serious stuff, let it be messy and let it be fun. Record a podcast on your way to harvest water direct from the source. Let yourself get the feather coat. Let it happen. Let yourself ask for what you want. Let yourself tell the truth. Let yourself speak the truth out loud. Let yourself speak one truth out loud you've never spoken out loud to somebody before. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I'll see you back here tomorrow. I love you. When I was in nursing school, we did this case study one time about a well, a water well in a village in Africa. And this case study of this water well completely changed my paradigm of how I thought I was meant to be as a helper, as a healer, right? People to go into nursing, helping profession, nursing, doctors, teachers, right? Healers. I'm sure I'm leaving out a zillion. I am leaving out a zillion kinds of helpers and healers, but obviously when you go into nursing, you go into nursing because you want to be a helper, because you are a helper, because you were born a helper, because there was something that called you to serve humanity and serve something greater than yourself. And many of us are called into helping professions because of something that showed us what happens when there is nobody to help. Okay, a lot of us are pulled into helping professions because at one point or many points of our lives, we turned around in a situation where we really needed somebody to be there, and there wasn't somebody there in the way that we needed that. And that's not a shortcoming of people as much as it is an opportunity for us to be creative pioneers and consider how we can make our mark on the world by innovating through our own lived experience. Because what our world needs more of is people who have lived through things and have truth to tell about what that means. When you own a company, one of your greatest missions is to identify creative solutions for problems that exist, solutions which have not yet been created. There's two types of people in this world, people with problems and people with solutions. And we work with people who have solutions because we are people who have solutions. We work with people who seek out solutions because we are solution creators or visionaries. We envision a world that does not yet exist. We envision a home that does not yet exist. We envision a peaceful family that does not yet exist. And that makes us visionaries. Right? The ability to anchor hopefully into a space in the future where life looks even more magnificent than it does today.
And chances are pretty good you have a pretty magnificent life. Chances are pretty good if you take a look around and you take a deep breath, and you put a smile on your face, and you put your hands on your heart, and you slow the chatter in the mind for a millisecond, and you settle into the body, you wiggle into your hips, and wiggle into your left pinky toe. You might realize that everything you have around you is something that you once prayed for. And whether or not that has manifested into a fruit that you can eat or a flower that you can smell does not change the fact that prayers are planted as seeds. Prayers are planted as seeds, and then we water them. And then when the conditions are right, and it's time, we bloom. Our ideas bloom. Our relationships bloom. Our bank accounts bloom. Our art blooms. Who we are blooms. And we don't bloom on the first day we're planted. And so this case study that we studied in nursing school was about this well in the middle of the village. And often as helpers, we think that we know the best thing to do for people. We think, you know, I have all of this education. I'm such an intelligent person. And as a matter of fact, you are. I'm going to have some water. You're going to hear me drinking water and rejoicing, and I hope that you rejoice every time you drink water, because water is one magical, magical, magical substance. I love water so much. There can be a kind of a misguided understanding of what a helper's role is meant to be in somebody's life. And so as somebody who has worked in helping professions and service professions for her entire working life, I can state with a degree of certainty, close to fact, that for the vast majority of us, we hope somebody else out there has the answer. We hope some doctor somewhere is going to be able to run a test to tell us an answer about something that we've been wondering. We hope that the priest is going to be able to talk to God for us and tell us that we're a good person. We hope that our partner is going to come to us and be like, oh my goodness, you know what? I have realized I've been completely neglecting our love. I've not been pouring into our love the way that is the best for you. I've realized that on my own, and I'm going to come and pour my love on you in this way. Most of the time, we are looking to people, places, and things outside of us to offer us a solution for a longing or an absence or a question or a difficulty or a pain or a longing, desire, right? Anticipation. We look to other people, places, and things to remove an uncomfortable sensation from the body. And so when we become helpers, we can accidentally take on the idea that it is our job to remove discomfort from other people. And as people who access help from other people, we can mistakenly believe that it is the service provider's responsibility to remove that pain or facilitate the desire on her behalf. Right? We want somebody else to do it for us. And I know that when that happens, it happens to all of us. It happens to me all of the time. My therapist, I love her so much, she calls it jumping track. And what she means by jumping track is that when we are in an issue, when we are experiencing an issue, when we are needing to put roll our sleeves up and put our creative pants on and come up with a solution, we've got a problem. And when we sit in the problem, we can either stay in the problem or we can look for a solution. So we find ourselves in a problem, we have an emotional experience, we have a physical experience, we say, this is not aligned with the person that I want to be in my life. I want to find a solution. And a lot of the time that solution looks like seeking somebody who has a measure of intelligence and wisdom and competence to be able to guide you through that process. When you're sick, we go to the doctor. Right? When you want to learn something, you go to a teacher. When you're hungry, you go to the baker. We've learned to outsource the responsibility of survival onto other people who have made it their life's work to serve humanity through those avenues, which is wonderful and fantastic. And then something I learned and have been learning and have been deepening my understanding of is that when you enter into a helping profession, we have to be so careful Because the role of the helper and the role of the healer is not to heal on behalf of someone. It is to embody and be a living demonstration of what happens when you are healed and when you are in love and when you are a good parent and when you are nourished, when you are well. The hypocrisy of, you know, helpers and healers operating from unhelped and unhealed places is something that humans can discern, even if they don't have the language to know why I don't trust that person. And yet we live in a society which tells us you must trust that person because they went to school for this many years. And so bypass your own knowing, bypass your own understanding, put your faith and your trust in this person because they have the correct letters behind their name. And relinquish your power to the system which can tell you what is wrong with you and how we can fix you. Okay? This is the trap of the helper. This is the trap of the healer. This is the trap of the person who has dedicated their lives to serving humanity. People who want to make this world a better place to exist in. And if that's you, I'd love you so much. We need more people like you. And in this case study in nursing, there was a group of philanthropists, we'll call them, helpers, healers, who decided that it would be a very good project and a very good use of money to take themselves to a village in Africa where the villagers would walk for hours each day to go and get water from the well. Okay, the mothers from this village would collectively go and walk to get water from the well. And so some people thought, you know, this is a lot of time that these mothers are spending away from their children and their families. And it's a long walk. It's a lot of work. Why don't we simplify things for them? Why don't we help them? Why don't we help them? And we'll put a well right in the middle of the village, because if we put a well right in the middle of the village, they won't have to walk so far. Great solution. Okay. So they get approved for their project, they go, they drill this well, they have water, beautiful, accessible, clean, incredible drinking water in the middle of this village. Now, in a well, that all you gotta do is, you know, crank a handle, push a button, and it'll come out. What an absolute miracle. What a beautiful project. What a beautiful idea. Access to clean drinking water is extremely, extremely, extremely important. Right? And yet, the women were continuing to walk each day to the river where they get their water. They were not accessing. They were not accessing. They were not accessing the solution. The solution had been built, but it was not being accessed. And as helpers, and as visionaries, as parents, as teachers, as managers, as grown-ups, we have, part of our mandate is to help. And one of the challenges, one of the greatest challenges of helping is thinking that you know how to help somebody better than they know how to help themselves. And thinking that other people know how to help you more than you know how to help yourself. A diagnosis that you get from a physician is information for you to take and do your own research and find your own wisdom. I am a teacher of certain disciplines, of bodies of knowledge, but what I say is not gospel. I'm a human person, and I'm influenced every single day by my emotions, my hormones, my bank account balance, how many groceries I have in my fridge, how clean my house is. As much as I can do to maintain my integrity and maintain access to my neutral center, my divine alignment, we call this in our programs, right? Divine alignment is the ability to stay anchored in a grounded neutral center even when life's storms are attempting to destabilize you, right? This is how I could go through everything that I have been going through in the last, especially 2 years, but lifetime and continue to rise and continue to walk forward. Because I know how to anchor myself into my peaceful, grounded center. And I know that in the present moment, I always have everything I need. And when I have everything I need, that means I have everything I need. And I don't need to really worry about what I don't have. Right? All of that other stuff is just mind chatter designed to distract me, derail me. And so, here we have this village in Africa. This amazing well. Clean drinking water, fresh drinking water. A reduction in the amount of time that is needed to be spent hauling water. And a community of villagers who refuse to use the solution. And you know, when the evaluators came to look at the success of the project, that then and only then did they decide to ask the villagers, you know, what's that? What's going on? And they said, if anyone would have asked us first, you know, if anyone would have asked the women, the mothers, first, if they wanted a well, they would have told you that their walk to the well is where they discuss what's going on with the village and how to raise the children. And that's the walk to the watering hole is a massive part of the integrity of the community. It's a massive enhancement to the safety of the village, because the women, the mothers who walk to the watering hole, are offering counsel, they're offering consistency, they're offering exercise, they're offering ritual, they're offering reverence, right? They're offering an appreciation of where water comes from, so that when we consume water, we can consume it with intention and appreciation. That sounds like a great time to have some water. As I'm on my way to my watering hole, to go and collect fresh water, but first, I'm going to get a Starbucks. I'll be back. When I started my Step Queen blog, I still did not have When I started my Step Queen blog, because it came from the intention of sharing my truth and not the intention of monetizing, I did not set my companies up. I did not set Step Queen up to be a company, maybe is a good way of saying it. I did not set my Step Queen blog up in a way that was optimized for revenue generation or supporting me and my family financially. I wrote it with the intention of speaking the truth. And from the speaking of that truth, everything grew its own legs and got its own momentum. And when I set out to start that blog, I think that part of the reason that it took off the way that it did was because I was not yet in a place where I thought I could offer solutions to people, to problems that I did not yet understand. I knew what to do because I myself had experienced a survival through a type of gauntlet that left me with a lot of wisdom, right? a lot of lived, embodied wisdom. And when people read my words and felt my truth, they recognized that I carried a type of wisdom in me that is not a common knowledge, that is not about instruction, that is not about building a well in the middle of somebody's community because you think that if they're less thirsty, they will be better. One of the reasons that my blog became so successful, that my blog turned into a company, which has been for many years bringing in multiple six figures every single year, is because the intention was always sharing my own truth and believing that the people who saw the wisdom that I carried would find their way into my world and into my universe, and that is what has happened. And now tomorrow, the podcast episode that I'm going to talk about is one of the traps that I fell into when I started a blog without the intention of monetizing it. Because what I want, if you're listening to this and you're considering sharing your truth on your own truth channel in some capacity, what I want is for you to be able to avoid the mistakes that I made in those early times, because there is a way for your truth and financial freedom to coexist. There is a way for your truth and financial freedom to coexist in a way where you can be taking baths at 11:45 on a Monday afternoon while everybody else runs the rat race, and all you have to do is feel good in your body and share your truth. That is helping. You can't know what to do for other people. Only they can know what to do for themselves. We can transmit information. We can transmit education. And the standard that we hold in our programs, and one of the things that there's viral meme-worthy jokes that go around of, you know, the me not answering questions on behalf of our clients. Because if you teach a man to fish, he'll eat for a day, and if you teach a man, or if you give a man a fish, he'll eat for a day, and if you teach a man to fish, he'll eat his entire life. If you bake a man a loaf of bread, he'll feel home for a moment. If you teach a man how to bake bread, woman, children, person, how to bake bread, they will forever have the architecture, the technology of home in their muscle memory, and that is a gift. If you have any person on this planet who relies on you, if you have any person on this planet who depends on you, if you have any person on this planet who looks up to you as a role model, then those people all depend on your truth. Whether or not you realize it now makes no difference. You will eventually come to the conclusion on your own that there is nothing more valuable, there is no currency more important on our planet today than truth. Not solutions, not drilling wells in the middle of people's villages because we think it will make their lives easier, but using those resources, turning them into our own hearts, and seeing what is it that I need to do to be happier, healthier, more free, more of a role model for the people who look up to me so that they too can express themselves in their fullness and their wholeness. You don't need online visibility if you don't want it. You don't need a blog in order to be a steward of a truth channel. You don't need an offer in order to be the solution, to be the living, embodied demonstration of the solution. When you are in alignment, when you are in divine alignment, the money has no choice but to come. And it will come through ways that will make your head spin. People think the only way to have money coming into your life is through work. Money does not come from work. Money comes from something else, which we talk about inside of our programs. So if you would like to understand the laws of the universe and how it relates to wealth and wealth consciousness, then come on in. Peace Palace is for you if you're at any stage of consciousness expansion. The most beautiful thing about the Peace Palace is that it gets to evolve as you do. If you're legitimately wanting to design your own truth channel for your own expression, whether that is for a vocation or for creativity, you know where to find me. Message me on Instagram. Don't email me. Emails are where things go to die in my life. I won't get back to you. If you ever sent me an email, it probably is dead there. I love you so much. I have too many people trying to talk to me at one time. And that's a lie. Let me say that differently. I am so grateful to be in the place that I'm at, where I have such a specialized, beautiful, unique body of knowledge that people want access to what I know and are willing and happy and able and ready to invest significant amounts of money into that body of knowledge, not because they want to give me their money so that I can go and buy a Louis Vuitton bag, which I have not, by the way, but so that they can invest their time, their energy, their money, their resources into an organization which is stewarding a new era of family. Home is where the heart is. We are restoring the heart to the home. We are restoring the home to humanity, and we're doing so by offering you the opportunity to remember how amazing you already are, and that your truth is important, and your love is important, and your heart is important, and who you are is already enough. And what you've done is already enough, and you don't need to do more, you don't need to become more, you don't need to earn more, you don't need to spend more. It's all right here waiting for us. We don't need to drill wells in the middle of villages in Africa to feel like we're making a difference. We need to sit with our feelings and sit with our hearts and sit with our families and bake some bread and make some music and make love under the stars and call every single person in your phone and give them a compliment. That is what we need more of. And when you do that, you will do so much more than drilling a well in the middle of a village in Africa. Not to say that we don't need that. And also, be the change you want to see in the world. If you want to change the world, go home and love your family. If you want to love your family, the prerequisite is loving yourself. I would be honored to take you on that journey, not to give you the answers, but to show you that you already have them inside of you. In whatever capacity that looks like for you. Listening to this is enough. Thank you for investing your time and your resources and your energy with me, putting me in your ears. I really appreciate that. There's a worldwide attention shortage. If you're listening to this right now instead of scrolling TikTok, I see you. I appreciate you. I recognize you. I acknowledge you. I'm down at my watering hole. You can watch my Instagram story if you want to see me grabbing water from today. It's raining. I probably am going to slip down the hill. Probably going to hurt my knee that I hurt when I was dancing my heart out in the DJ booth with Felix Cartel. Because I was wearing the wrong shoes and I was not in alignment. Okay? I was not in alignment and I hurt my knee because I was dancing like nobody was watching. Dancing my heart out while Felix Cartel spun a sold up show. And I dropped it like it was hot and I hurt my stinking knee. And this knee better be ready for Spirit Quests next year because we got mountains to climb, baby girls, baby boys, baby sweeties, baby honeys, honey babies, baby boo-boos. I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow for the mistakes that I made when I was setting up my Step Queen blog so that if you have a truth channel, you don't do the same thing. I love you so much. I'll see you tomorrow.